So we continue learning the Shittas HaMechaber. The Mechaber paskins that there is a problem of Shehiyah, even after something's passed Maicha ben Desai, even if it's already edible beginning of Shabbos, even if it's Bashko Tzarchai, even if it's fully cooked, unless it reached the point that in stomach Varalo is detrimental for it to continue to be on the fire. The Mechaber says, though, another Heter, when you would be allowed to do Shehiyah and leave something on the fire, even if it's not yet stomach Varalo, even though it's beneficial for it still to be on the fire, and that's the opposite case, to put something raw on the fire right before Shabbos. But since it's raw, it's learned Nishbash, so klal, it's not cooked at all. So there's no chashash that you're going to start being machatab b'cholam, adjusting the flame to make it higher on Shabbos. Because since it's raw, you're masiyach das, you obviously don't plan on eating it tonight. You're not going to eat it till tomorrow. So tonight, there's no way you're eating it if you're putting on raw right before Shabbos. And tomorrow, it'll already be ready to eat, it'll be fully cooked and operational and ready if you eat, even without being machatab b'cholam, even without adjusting the coals and the flame and trying to make the flame higher. The Be'er Lochel explains that even if the oven is a hot oven, our ovens probably got very hot, and one could technically eat later on that night, it will get cooked later on that night, so maybe as a chashash, you'll raise the flame on Shabbos in order to have it more perfect for you later that night. As long as by the time it's going to be ready that night, it's past the time of night that people tend to eat, so you may see if das, and there's no problem whatsoever of Shem Yechati might come to adjust the flame, because that late at night people don't eat. There's something to wonder about, people. In the winter, sometimes have challah on the Friday night. Shabbos starts very early, and people have challah maybe 6 hours into Shabbos, 7 hours into Shabbos. It might be a normal time still to eat on Friday night. Would the heter of kidur chaisa of the raw, putting up the raw challah right before Shabbos apply? Or we say that maybe it doesn't apply because it could get cooked within the amount of time it takes until people eat challah late Friday night. Other places have different opinions. The Chazon Ish and the Shlomo Zalman, not necessarily the same as the Be'er Halacha over here. Everyone can ask their own shiloh. Now, this heter of kidur chaisa is both whether you put up the whole pot on the flame raw right before Shabbos, or you have something that's cooking already. It really should have a problem Shehiyah. If you drop in a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, that's also good enough, because now you masiyach das for the whole kedera, because it has a raw piece of meat that was thrown into it right before Shabbos. Now you have to be careful to do it right before Shabbos. If you do it earlier, then by the time Shabbos comes, it could be a raised star cooking. It'd be the worst case scenario, a raised star cooking, but it's not fully cooked, and then we'll have an Isser Shehiyah. In fact, if it started cooking and it's not yet Maicha ben Desai, that'll be usher according to everybody, according to Hanani and the Rabbanan. That's the worst case of Shehiyah. This is something to keep in mind for people making early Shabbos in the summer. If they put up something raw or put a raw piece of meat in right before they make early Shabbos, by the time it comes Shkia, it might be the worst case scenario. It will not be Kidra Chayis, so it won't be raw anymore, but it'll be at a stage that will have an Isser of Shehiyah. Now, the simplest solution of the Isser of Shehiyah is that it should be Grufa Ketuma. Grufa means that you shovel away all the coals for Shabbos, or Ketuma means you cover them. And based on this is the concept of making a blech. Make a blech to cover the flame. Rav Moshe says the ikar is to cover the flame, and there's a chumrah also to cover the knobs. That's extra step of chumrah, but the main thing is to cover the flame before Shabbos. Then you have a blech, and then there's no iser of Shehiyah. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not grufa ketuma, you do not make a blech, and technically you should have a problem with Shehiyah, that's only to put something on the flame. But to put a kedera next to the oven, outside of it, that the Shulchan Aruch says, mutter to put a kedera next to it, outside of the oven, and that the Mishnah Berurah says that some say it only means on Erev Shabbos you can put a kedera, a pot, next to the oven. But to do chazara on Shabbos next to the oven in the place of Dats lettuce, but that would be aser. Many achrim argue, and they say that if it's not on top of the flame, but rather just outside the oven, next to the oven, smicha next to it, that's more to even do chazara on Shabbos. And some say even do smicha chetchila on Shabbos. Take a pot that was not on this flame from before Shabbos and put it next to the oven in the place of Yatziyat's lettuce by on Shabbos the first time, as long as the pot is hot of Vushko Tzarchai, there's no problems with Bishol. So after the Shia Chazar, after these issues will not be a problem. So there's many different Shittas over here where they had to for Smicha next to the oven, it's just to do Shehiyah before Shabbos in the form of Smicha, even Chazar on Shabbos, or possibly even to put on Smicha Chila on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says if the oven was not Husak with Geves Azeis, and rather Husak with Kasha Gvava, something that there's no way to Machat, no way to stoke it, and raise the flame on Shabbos, then there's no way to Shia Bechlal, and you do not need to have a blech. The Ramah says that if you have two kiras, two ovens that are next to each other, and remember the pot used to be on top of the oven in the old days, and the hole on top of the oven, you have two pots next to each other, and you put like a David Shacharis, a wall of pottery in between, one oven is Grufa Ketuma, has a blech, so to speak, and the other one is not. It's more to do Shehiyah on the one that is Grufa Ketuma, even though it does get some heat from the other one that's not Grufa Ketuma. We view each one separately, each of the two ovens separately, and the one that does not have a blech does not affect the oven next to it that has a blech, and you could do Shehiyah on the one that does have a blech on it.